His eyes narrowed. More theories? I chewed on a small bite of the bread, trying to look indifferent. I hope you were more creative this time. Or are you still stealing from comic books? His faint smile was mocking. His eyes were still tight. Well, no. I didn't get it from a comic book, but I didn't come up with it on my own either, I confessed. And? He prompted. But then the waitress strode around the partition with my food. I realized we'd been unconsciously leaning toward each other across the table, because we both straightened up as she approached. She set the dish in front of me, it looked pretty good, and turned quickly to Edward. Did you change your mind? She asked. Isn't there anything I can get you? I may have been imagining the double meaning in her words. No, thank you, but some more soda would be nice. He gestured with a long white hand to the empty cups in front of me. Sure. She removed the empty glasses and walked away. You were saying? He asked. I'll tell you about it in the car if... I paused. There are conditions? He raised one eyebrow, his voice ominous. I do have a few questions, of course. Of course. The waitress was back with two more Cokes. She sat them down without a word this time and left again. I took a sip. Well, go ahead. He pushed, his voice still hard. I started with the most undemanding, or so I thought.